staff. CAP program, the Certificate of Achievement in Public Policy, October 19th to 20th. Deborah?
This is part one, right?
Right.
Here.
Yes.
It's at the conference, the whole big conference. Do you want to stay?
I probably won't. I'll probably just go for this.
I'll certainly second.
Okay. So anyone else other than Gabe and Deborah? Okay. Motion to authorize two board members. Richard's motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. B, the annual conference of consulting actuaries in October 20th to 23rd. I'm looking in Kirk's direction because I don't think any of the rest of us could stay awake.
Oh, it could be exciting.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. C, the annual conference for Public Pension Financial Forum, October 27th through the 30th.
Has anyone been to that?
I was going to ask, is it known by...
Karen knows or has some information.
That's only for the accounting manager.
Okay.
Oh, right. Vicki Kaplan.
I wanted to go get the update on the GASB.
We need a motion.
I'm sure she can report back. Go
ahead. For one staff or two?
One staff is what Marilyn noted down for me.
Right. Is this a restricted invitation only one?
I am not sure.
Okay.
Motion for one staff to go.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
Hey, look, they're going to have an extra special goodie bag.
I saw that.
Extra pocket.
And I will know that, Kurt, I don't think we're authorizing you for poker night either.
That's got to be really exciting.
I'm just saying, Andy, this could be in like the Huffington Post, all right? They're off to poker night.
Just put a limit on the bets you can place.
Let's see. D, the annual conference or Carpenter Community Bank Fund Client Conference, September 4th through the 6th.
We
already did this.
Yes.
You want to go? Is that?
Yeah, I'm going.
This was already approved, and Marilyn wanted an approval for one more staff person to be able to go.
Okay.
Isn't that a conflict, too? Don't we have a, isn't there a board meeting?
There is one.
You fly down right after the board meeting.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't want to miss dinner.
There's a quarterly meeting September 4th.
Nothing moves fast in Newport Beach.
Except for Pelican Hill.
Yes.
Newport Coast.
Overlooking Newport Beach.
Look at Pelican Bay.
Is there a motion?
That's what I was thinking.
Never get that many offers to go.
All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. E, the annual partners meeting for Long Wharf Real Estate Partners. I'd like to attend that.
So would I.
I would too.
Okay.
Good question. Could you just make it for X amount of?
Yeah.
Because in case whoever takes my spot would like to go.
So we could approve up to four board members, Karen?
And two staff members.
And two staff, okay.
What is the, if I can ask the, because remember I'm a new trustee, mm-hmm. so Marilyn said I had 2 years of dumb questions. What are the activities at an annual partners meeting, say, relative to other types of conferences that we would attend?
They share, because we're all limited partners. This is the only time you will meet your other limited partners and the funds, and there's several of them here, and they will also speak to each fund, and then you can ask a lot of questions. But they will speak to what's good and bad in each fund. And actually, I want to go because I'm going to harass them. These are the people who did the dorms and screwed up in the dorm in Michigan or something like that. They had somebody from the South build it who wasn't really good on construction techniques when there's snow and ice. And it caused a major thing. These people are real good at what they do, but you got to jump on them.
So the difference between client conference and limited partners meeting, there really isn't a difference. where in most of the closed-end funds, we're limited partners with regards to the, a lot of our equity manager, let's say, for example, domestic equity managers. For mm-hmm. example, Emerald. We're not a limited partner in that investment. We're simply investors. Here we have, it's a closed-end fund, so most of the real estate, most of our real estate investments are closed-end funds, so we're limited partners in those funds. It's just a terminology, really.
So in either case, we're the client, and we have direct access to ask exactly. questions, mm-hmm. to inquire, but to...
They'll present more detailed information, really, than you can sometimes...
You have to cut through to your question.
...take in a day, but there's a lot of detailed financial information. I know with Carpenter Community Bank, they go through their entire selection process of their investments in great depth. And it is good for us to have more comfort in terms of that these of what these people go through to select the investments that they put our money into. In addition to that, I know with Long Wharf, last year we also spent a half of a day touring real estate properties that they had invested in with detailed explanations of how they bought them, what they intend to do with them, the turnover and the use, and so forth.
It's very helpful.
And Scott, the other thing that happens here is usually we have the advisory committee meetings. We tend not to get on the advisory committees, but we try to get observer status. So I can sit in on that. I understand a little bit more about the perspective course of action over the coming year from each one of these real estate and private equity managers.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me we're in a, I'm just getting my arms around this or trying to. We're trying to manage the people that actually manage our investments. So we're at least one step removed, so there's a challenge in that, right, to try to get information. I mean, it's your challenge, I guess, Tim, but to try to get the best information and to keep watch on what these folks are doing, because it's not as if we're not directly managing investments here, right?
No.
Okay. Right.
But and just I'd like to emphasize these limited partners. It's meeting the other partners. It is so difficult to communicate with limited partners. Sometimes it's difficult even knowing who they are, okay, and different things. And if we have a problem, it's nice to know and to hear how they feel. They'll be maybe trustees like us, or they might be some private endowment, all different. And sometimes they're even wealthy individuals. But this is our time for the limited partners to come together in a room and ask any question they want. And as a group, we have power. Individually, as a limited partner, we have nothing. But as a whole, sometimes it takes 2/3, and a lot of times it's just 50%. But meeting your limited partners, making a presence known, I think it's just very important. And we got some good money here. You know what I mean? It's worth the airplane trip, without a doubt.
Well, in terms of, and I don't want to belabor this, but it, maybe Tim can help me out on this. In terms of what you just talked about, which is maybe having a limited partner investor strategy or needing to collaborate with other limiteds, do we develop sort of strategy, game plans, thought processes going into these functions, or do we kind of go and is it a little bit of a free will?
Consider this, Richard's point is excellent, but consider this an optional way of approaching the manager. If we have to get involved with the other limited partners, there's something that's gone really, really wrong. And we're probably looking at the possibility of removing the general partner. The more contact we have with them, and honestly, the more casual contact we have with them to maintain open dialogue, the better off you're going to be in the event of a crisis. It has happened rarely. It almost happened with this manager.
Yes.
but the more contact we have with the other limited partners, the better. On the off chance that something goes wrong down the
road. Okay. All right. Thank you.
But we should have a strategy about that. No, it'd probably be good for us. We have one kind of like we don't really participate in the advisory committees on that. That's kind of a strategic move by us. So we don't have a conflict or...
Liability.
But, you know, maybe we should. It's something to definitely consider how we deal with it. But I just feel it's terribly important that we go and establish ourselves to the other limited partners.
Yeah. It's something else. In many of the ones that I've been to in the last year, I often am approached by the people from the investment firm with the comment of, we're so glad that you came, because so many times we can't get our limited partners to come and listen to us and understand the investment at this level.
Just a quick comment. For me, EIF is one that I've tried to go to. And
thanks.
They're, which you're familiar with, their method. You heard me talk a while back. Right. That's been the advantage for me of going to these is to learn about the investments and how they're investing. And sometimes there's some, I mean, when I went to EIF, I actually brought up the thing about, well, is there any security regarding these facilities that they're investing in, the power plants, and I mean, do they have security? Because they never mentioned anything about security. Somebody can go in there and blow it up for all we know. And so you get a flavor of what they're doing. And that, for me, that's I learn about what those investments are.
How many people usually attend? I don't mean from Sisera, but for this, are we talking 100 people, 500 people?
I went 2 years ago, and there was like, I want to say 50 of us.
Last year was about maybe.
Did you go, was it at the airport?
Longworth?
Last year, yeah.
It was in Texas last year.
Oh, Texas.
We actually, I think this is, they own this hotel. It's right on the airport grounds.
Yeah.
And it's they did a good job on this hotel. You don't hear the planes.
This is at the Hartfield?
Yeah, yeah. It's right, you take the monorail thing and get off.
I went by that hotel, yeah, recently.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. I would have never known. Yeah.
Next time you can say, I own.
We all know that. But it's right there in the air. And Atlanta is a terribly busy airport. It would just amaze you. You walk in it, and you do not hear the airplanes at all. And then you look out the window, and there's one right there.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Okay. So for... Which board members are interested? John, Richard, Deborah. I was interested.
You tease my interest.
I'll back out if you've got four already. But I
was
going.
Max four.
Or four. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
you
it's guys important go. That our treasurer, tax collector.
Well, despite that position, but yeah, I haven't gone yet, so I'd be interested.
Okay. So Rusty, myself, Richard, and John.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So move.
Okay. Okay.
And
two staff.
And two staff.
Right.
Second.
Keep an eye on the 4AU.
Exactly.
I'll sign us up for fun. Eight.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. We'll do the miscellaneous.
Can I do just a point of clarification?
Yeah.
Mr. Gordon's claiming that he got a 2-year exemption for dumb questions.
Yes, I was told that.
Is that a new policy? Because I think I had two meetings.
He's an attorney. He needs a little extra time. He went to law school. Nice. They take away all our common sense.
All right. We went to the same law
school.
It
was on an attorney subject, too, so you know. All right.
Okay. So we'll go into closed session, and then we'll come back and do the miscellaneous after we report out of closed session. It might be easy.